The Porthole Alley redevelopment will house undergraduate admissions, the UNC Visitor Center, and other future university programming. Design plans include a dining courtyard, transparent pedestrian bridges between buildings, green spaces, a back porch area, and a tiered seating sculpture garden. The redevelopment plans envision the lower levels of the buildings as retail space, with the upper levels as places for student-centered life active from morning until late night. This includes innovation spaces, maker spaces, and student meeting places to supplement the student union. Richard Maiman of Kieran Timberlake, the architectural firm behind the project, said the Porthole Alley site is an opportunity to explore themes within the 2019 Campus Master Plan. A key element of this is to strengthen the connection between downtown Chapel Hill and UNC. Maiman said the site could be thought of as a gateway between campus and Franklin Street, which was part of feedback from the community in 2020.
A vibrant student environment that would engage the students with the town in a more active way than currently exists. Innovation infrastructure, a place for the entrepreneurship and startup culture evident in the area. An arts presence, certainly in relationship to the museum. And dynamic use over time, you know, way beyond 9 to 5 to more of an 18-hour-a-day vibrant city.
Developers considered multiple options for redevelopment plans, like full demolition, retaining the historic district contributing buildings, and retaining the Hill Building. Ultimately, they chose to preserve the Hill Building, which means Carolina Coffee Shop is set to stay despite the development. Jeff Hortman, a co-owner of Carolina Coffee Shop, said the business has had open discussions with the university about the upcoming changes to Porthole Alley.
One thing we communicated when we had the chance to have our voice heard was that the history of that building and the history, the building that the Carolina Coffee Shop is in and the length of tenure that that business continually run restaurant for 100 years, you know, has to the community, that it would really be important for us if we were able to maintain that legacy and that history.
As the oldest continually running restaurant in Chapel Hill, Hortman said he wants Carolina Coffee Shop to continue to be a tradition for generations of Tar Heels and Chapel Hill residents. But he knows not all businesses within the 128 to 144 East Franklin block of Porthole Alley will be able to stay.
It's challenging, I'm sure, to be in a position where you need to, think through what the future will hold and what, various buildings are able to remain a part of that future vision.
Businesses like Cosmic Cantina, Johnny T-Shirt, and Salon 135 have unclear futures in the location. Gordon Merklin, Associate Vice Chancellor for Real Estate and Campus Enterprises, said the university has been in contact with those businesses and other impacted retailers to accommodate their needs when the time comes for their relocations.
What we have pledged to them is that we'll work with each of them individually. We have an ongoing dialogue with them about this project on a consistent basis.
Merklin said some of those retailers have expressed interest in returning to the Porthole Alley location post-construction to occupy the renovated retail space. Developers said the next step for the Porthole Alley redevelopment project will be engaging with the town of Chapel Hill in early next year on the entitlement process and getting zoning approval. There's no timeline for when businesses within Porthole Alley will need to relocate. To see concept plans of the proposed redevelopment, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.